That's real life.
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, this is Chad from Real Life, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and convenient way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are buying your Mother's Day present.
Going to brunch on a Sunday morning for Mother's Day.
On the treadmill, thinking about your mama.
Cleaning the stinky bathroom. Or
eating rice and beans, thinking about your mama's favorite dish she always used to make for you.
Oh, yeah. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to my co-hosts. That's right, plural, co-hosts. The man, or should I say the men, who once ate a fly just to see what it tasted like. We have Justin Murray and special guest in the studio today, Noah Haas.
What's up, guys? Good to be here.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, small children.
We've got the trifecta going today.
Trifecta? Yes.
It's a power triangle.
The power triangle?
Holding down the fort here in Santa Teresa.
Okay. Yeah, let us just give you a little rundown. Who the hell is this guy in the studio with us today? Noah is actually a roommate of ours. Where are you from, Noah?
I'm from Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa City, Iowa?
Yes.
Where is that located in the U.S.?
In the middle of a bunch of cornfields.
The middle of a bunch of cornfields. What is a cornfield?
It's a field of corn.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a movie called Field of Dreams that has Kevin Costner in it.
Right, shot right next to my house, man.
This is a very famous movie that made Noah's State famous, even more famous.
Have you ever met Kevin Costner?
I haven't, but we have other famous products. Ashton Kutcher, ladies.
Oh.
Slipknot from Cedar Rapids. Okay. Also 20 minutes from my house.
Okay. Have you met any of those people?
I haven't.
No. Okay. Is it a big city?
No, it's very small. Iowa City's got about 120,000 people.
Okay, cool. And Noah is also an English teacher. You enjoy teaching English?
I love it. Every day, all day.
Yeah. And what's your perception of Brazilian people? We have a large Brazilian audience.
They're very nice, welcoming.
Yeah.
Treat a gringo man good.
And you've traveled around the world too, right?
I've been to a few places.
Where have you been?
I've been to China, India.
China's number two.
China's number two.
For yeah. A podcast list.
Ah.
You want to say something in Chinese?
I don't know swear words. We're really going to skip that. We're going to skip that.
Okay.
Save your ears. I've been to Poland, Serbia, Montenegro, Spain, Chile, Canada, but that doesn't count.
Why doesn't Canada count?
Because it's like you used to be able to just drive across the border.
Okay.
It's so similar to the United States too.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like you're traveling?
You only have three words that have a funny accent. Like about.
About? What's about?
That's how they say about.
Oh, about.
Did they just say it wrong?
Sorry.
I was in the boot with my friends.
Oh, it's the O sound.
Yeah.
This is only a part of Canada.
It's like a very northern.
It's like north, like in the central, right?
Central, yeah. Above my state. You can start hearing that even in northern United States. Michigan, Minnesota.
Okay. They say that there?
Yeah. They say, oh yeah. You betcha.
They say, oh yeah? Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
But they say it like a different way. Like, oh yeah, you betcha.
Oh yeah, you betcha.
You betcha.
Okay. So it's not like the real life English. Oh yeah.
Nah, it's not that cool.
We should change it, man.
We should change what?
Oh yeah. You could do a Canadian edition. You could invite a Canadian guest and you could be like, oh yeah, you betcha real lifers.
You betcha?
Yeah.
What do you mean by you betcha?
I don't really know. I don't think anyone knows that.
It sure is like clarification. Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like affirming something.
Because you bet, right? You bet means for sure, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
You can count on that. So it's like, Is the party, next real life English party, going to be spectacular? You betcha.
Are you going to ring your mom for Mother's Day?
I definitely am.
You betcha?
You betcha.
Awesome. Cool. So, with that in mind, let's actually quickly move on to today's shout outs. You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and down. All right, today we have a really great shout out for a guy who is doing some really awesome stuff, and he's given us some really great feedback what we're doing.
Who is the guy?
Cesar Mendoza. He's from León, Mexico. And let me just read his message he sent us.
Okay.
Before I read the message, I'm just going to say that the first part of it, he just talked about the manifesto, the master guide to real life fluency, how to connect your life to English. We sent this out to our mailing list.
That's right. We celebrated our new website, giving our fans the Real Life English Manifesto, which talks a little bit about our philosophy and how we teach English.
Definitely. So let me read what Cesar said. So please keep doing your best and don't stop creating, because you are helping a bunch of people who are learning English and really believe that you were the best option to improve our communication skills.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot for that, Cesar. He's actually doing some really great stuff. He's organizing a real-life English party in León, Mexico. He just got on an online radio show there, and he's talking about what he's organizing there. And it seems like it's going to be really great. Just for those of you who don't know, we have program to help people start these parties. It's called the Real Life Ambassadors Program. Check out our website. There's a whole page about it. Mm-hmm. We have a group. We have Google Hangouts, webinars. We get together and we talk about this, and we're helping a lot of people do this. So if you're interested, check it out.
If you want to start a real life party, meetup, even just a small event in your city, look us up and we can help you out.
But Cesar's doing a great job. He's doing a great job organizing this first party in León, Mexico.
Awesome. So today we are actually having this special podcast because this Sunday is Mother's Day. So we're going to dedicate the rest of this podcast to our mothers and just a random conversation about that. So let's move on to today's conversation topic.
Tell me about your mama.
So different ways to say mother. How do we say mother?
Yeah, let's start with that.
He says mama.
I said mama.
Why do you say mama?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
Whenever you want to get emotional, you're like, I miss my mama.
That's kind of like Southern American, isn't it?
Yeah, but people say that a little bit in my state. But okay. It's a little bit of a joke. I don't know. It's a little bit more informal, more personal.
Okay,
cool. So I say, I miss your mama when I talk to her on the phone sometimes.
But it's sort of joking when you actually say, you say mom when you normally address her.
Yeah, mom is the norm.
Okay, because in Australia we say mum.
Yeah.
And it's actually spelled differently.
M-U-M.
M-U-M.
Real life is everything that happens in Australia, New Zealand, and in the UK. You should just disregard all of that English. It's incorrect.
Yeah.
It's an O.
Not I should have invited you on this podcast, because now I'm the minority in this group.
Oh, yeah. I'm joking, too, just so you know.
Mummy? Do you ever say mummy?
Mommy.
Mm-hmm. Mommy. That's for ages 5 and below.
Ages 5 and below.
Or females, I think, say this a lot, too. Mommy, daddy, right?
Oh, it sounds very a mama's boy.
Yeah.
What's a mama's boy?
Mama's boy? What is a mama's boy?
What is a mama's boy? I'd say a mama's boy is a boy who doesn't know how to take care of himself. So he's always running to his mommy when he's got some problems.
Yeah, maybe he's a little bit of a spoiled brat.
Ooh.
Yeah, what's a spoiled brat?
A spoiled brat is someone who's always had everything handed to them. That means they've always gotten everything that they've asked for and they never had to work for it.
Yeah.
So spoil is like meat or milk will spoil if you leave it out too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
goes bad.
Yeah, the same thing.
It's had it too good.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you guys were spoiled brats?
I hope not.
To this day.
Yeah. To this day, nice. And are there any other names for mom? My old lady?
Oh, that's a good one.
Would that be your mom or your girlfriend?
Ooh.
It could be wife, too. Let's keep stay out of that zone.
Yeah, yeah. So
what would Freud have to say about this?
But because, for example, in Australia, I'm not sure if you guys say this in the US, you can say, my old man.
Yeah.
It's always my dad.
Yeah, always. That's different though.
And even though I'm saying old, I'm not really calling him an old guy. It's just, it's kind of affectionate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I called my old man the other day. What about, do you guys have other siblings?
Two brothers.
Two little sisters.
So you're the oldest child?
I am.
Are you the oldest, Justin?
No, I'm in the middle.
You're a middle child?
Yeah.
What would Freud say about that?
Usually the middle child's the... No.
They always have problems, don't they?
Never trust the middle child.
Yeah. I'm the youngest.
You're the oldest.
That's usually the spoiled brat.
It is usually the spoiled brat.
The burnout's usually the oldest, that's me.
What does burnout mean?
Burnout is usually someone who goes too crazy, and then when they're older and get a little bit farther down the road, they don't want to do anything, they just drink and mess around.
So something that burns out, like a candle will burn out if the fire is too strong, right?
You could use fizzle out too.
To fizzle out, yeah. It's like it starts strong, but then at the end it's just like horrible.
Makes that kind of sound.
Yeah. Awesome. Talking about mamas, what's Mother's Day like in the US? Do you guys usually buy presents for your mom? Is it something that you put your heart into the gift, or it's just like a commercial holiday, commercial thing?
It's commercial too, but I think people put their hearts into it. That's my opinion. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I love my mama so much, so I put my heart into everything that involves her.
Do you get a card for her?
No, I usually don't do anything.
But you really put your heart into doing nothing.
But sometimes I give her a hug and I say, you know, I love you, mama.
Uh huh.
That's about it.
And what does she usually say to you? Sometimes, get the hell off me.
Yeah, that's one of the five typical responses. Maybe, I love you too, son. I love you slightly less than you love me. Have you taken the trash out? And
yeah.
Where are your little sisters?
Yeah, maybe she wishes that you weren't such a mama's boy.
Could be.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? Do you usually buy your mom a present?
Well, since I've been in Brazil, I haven't really done the best job on that. But normally I'd get her a card, something like that. Or if I'm actually... Because I've lived far away from my mom for a while, so if I'm actually near home, I'd hang out with her, you know?
I had the pleasure of meeting Mrs. Murray last year.
Yeah, she actually came out for Christmas and New Year's.
She actually made us a Christmas lunch.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice.
Really great to see her.
Yeah, if she's listening to this podcast, it was great to meet you, Mrs. Murray, and thanks for the lunch. Did she have a good time here?
Yeah, she had a great time. Great pictures, too.
Yeah, you guys went to Rio?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
What about you in Australia?
In Australia?
Yeah, what's a typical day like there, Mother's Day?
Well, like you, I haven't really been close to my mom for Mother's Day for about 7 or 8 years.
Ooh.
But, yeah, I ring her. I generally ring her every Mother's Day, say how much I love her and miss her. But I think it's just it's commercial. People spend a lot of money for no reason. I mean, I like to be creative with my presents. Maybe make something.
What was the last present you made for your mom?
I can't remember. I don't know if I really... Maybe I gave her some IOUs. Like, IOU, maybe I'd offer to like clean the kitchen or something like that for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I don't think I... Maybe I make her a card when I was a kid. I was like probably a little kid, probably like 12 or 13.
That's pretty sweet.
Commercial or not, I think it's a great opportunity to really just meditate upon what we have. Be grateful for that, right?
Mothers are important. They give birth to you.
Yeah. It wasn't a big bird that came and delivered me to my mom.
Yeah, no one's really sure about that, how that actually works out.
So how do people get made in this world? Tell me my mom.
We don't know, but
my
dad.
Should
still...
My mom gave me an answer for that. I'll have her explain it to you next time.
Okay.
Next time we talk. Okay.
She explained to you the birds and the bees?
Yeah.
She used a book.
What is the birds and the bees?
The birds and the bees, it's the story of life, right?
Yeah.
When a mommy and daddy love each other.
Yeah. Very much. Or maybe they don't. You never know.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah. So when...
The rest is you, real lifers.
Yeah. The birds and the bees is a story that parents usually tell their kids when they bring up sex. When they tell their kids what sex is and where little babies come from. So let's do a little bit of reminiscing about our... Moms.
What does reminisce mean?
To reminisce is to just talk about things that happened in the past, generally positive things. Reminiscing about maybe some experiences you guys have had with your moms. Can you remember any particular moment, whether it was good or bad? So what were some shenanigans you guys did as kids.
What does shenanigan mean?
Shenanigans is to misbehave, to do something naughty.
Like mischief.
Mischief, yeah.
Mischievous.
Mischievous, yeah. Naughty things, a little brat, a bad kid.
Could be pranks too, right?
A prank, what's a prank?
Prank is typically when you make some kind of joke. Maybe a prank could be, for instance, Chad comes home, the other night I came home and he came out of his room and I'm like,
bah! Oh yeah, he scared the shit out of me.
Scared the shit out of him. That's a prank right there.
Yeah.
Wait, scared the shit out of?
To scare the shit out of someone is just an exaggerated way of saying you really scared them.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do have to clean your trousers afterwards.
Yeah, that's obviously where the analogy comes from.
Trousers, what are trousers?
That's Australian for boxers.
Pants, right?
Pants.
Oh, pants. Oh, yeah. Pants. You're right.
Yeah. You want to give us a story of your childhood? Some mischievous acts that you've done? Some way you've tortured your mother?
This podcast is going to go longer than 20 minutes, man.
One thing.
I got stuck in an escalator once.
What is an escalator?
Those stairs that mechanically move up. Mm. It's like the rotating stairs.
Yes.
Speaking of getting stuck in things, I actually very intelligently put my head in the back of a chair that had three bars, and I got my head stuck in the chair. And I actually had to break the chair to get my head out of it.
Was it a plastic chair or a wooden
chair? No, it was
chair?
A wooden chair, and okay. It was separated into three different bars, and I stuck my head through it somehow,
yeah.
And they tried for like 45 minutes to get my head out of there, and then just ended up breaking the chair, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was visiting my nana.
Your nana? What's a nana?
Nana's a grandmother.
So your mother's mother. Justin, escalator, what happened?
My mom was like folk dancing, and I was like playing around and, you know, just raising hell.
Raising hell, what does that mean?
I mean, it's just causing problems, like a little hellion I was.
Okay. Little brat.
And, yeah, I just got stuck in the escalator and they had to stop it. Pull me
out.
How
do you get stuck? Like, an escalator's not closed. How do you get stuck in an escalator?
Because I was sitting on it and it pulled my clothes underneath and I was, like, riding up and down.
Help me.
Oh, your clothes got stuck in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how do you ride down on the escalator?
Well, they have them going up and down, right?
A different escalator.
Yeah.
Up escalator and the down escalator.
But, so you just get your clothes stuck in
this? No, no, it was just an accident, but I was just, I really wasn't staying still, I was moving around. And...
Oh, okay. But you didn't get hurt?
No.
Okay. How'd you get out?
They had to stop the escalator and pull me out.
Mm. Little brat.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit of a brat. I have a very vivid memory of when I was probably about 5. I can't remember exactly what I'd done, but my mom was angry at me for some reason. And she used to hit me with a wooden spoon.
Nice.
Did you guys get that too? Is that common punishment?
No, not so much.
You know, the wooden spoon that you used to, like, cook?
Yeah.
So my mom would hit me with that thing. I can't remember what I did, but I did something wrong, and I was running away from her, and I vividly remember looking behind me and kind of laughing, because she was running after me with a big wooden spoon. I'm like, ha, you can't catch me, and then before I knew it, everything just went black, and I'd actually, there was like a staircase, which was a wooden square, kind of pillar,
yeah.
And as I was looking behind laughing, I actually just smacked my head on it.
Nice.
And, my mom had to take me to the hospital to stitch up my act. You probably can't see it because when I cut my hair short, you can see a scar on my head.
Did you get the spanking in after you got out?
Well, it was kind of funny because my mom, I remember I kind of woke up and I didn't wake up in hospital. I woke up with my hand on my head and I was bleeding. And my mom can't stand the sight of blood. So she just kind of left me there and called her friend because I was like bleeding everywhere. And one of our neighbors was a nurse.
Jesus.
So yeah, great mom, by the way. I really love my mom. I'm sorry for whatever I did to you that day. I'm sure I deserved it. But yeah, I can't really remember anything else besides that. Maybe it affected my memory.
Or other things, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Justin? Were you ever spanked by your mom?
I think I was spanked by my dad.
What does spank mean, by the way? Maybe the listeners don't know what that means.
It's too rough. Repeatedly slap your hand on a child's rump.
It's always on the
rump. What does rump mean?
Rump is bottom. buttocks.
The bottom, yeah. It's your butt, your ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's spanking. That's hopefully your parents didn't spank you too hard. Okay, let's finish off this conversation maybe with just a few, because we talked about ways we've kind of tortured our parents in our childhood. Fond memories? What's a fond memory?
Fond is something that's very pleasurable. It's kind of nostalgic in a good way, right?
Yeah. Do you have any fond memories off the top of your head of your childhood? Mum took you to sit on Santa Claus's lap, maybe, at Christmas time?
When I was 13, my mom created this like ritual, this kind of like this rite of passage. Kind of it was my birthday party, and we invited all my friends over, and then kind of this, you know, walking through this tunnel, and like she read this, created this like ceremony of like me coming into my adulthood almost.
Oh wow.
And that was really cool because I think I can see the value in that now psychologically in ceremonies and rituals. I think that's something we may have lost a little bit in Western culture. Yeah. Kind of like those ceremonies, those rites of passage.
Yeah. My mom has she used to have a ceremony every morning at 7:30 when we'd have to wake up to go to school. She'd have this bell that should ring really loudly, and she'd sing a song, which is like 7:30 right now, 7th, and it'd be like fucking wake us all up. And it was a horrible ritual that I went through every fucking morning. But thanks to her, I have a good habit of getting up early.
Now we have a blender. That...
Didn't buy alarm clock anymore.
Yeah, no need for an alarm clock when you have roommates that blast a blender every morning.
Yeah.
What's a blender, by the way?
A blender liquefies the fruits and vegetables that you put in it.
Yeah, and what's it called, that drink that you make in a blender?
It's called a smoothie.
A smoothie, yeah. I love smoothies. I actually just drank a banana smoothie.
You know, I had an avocado smoothie for the first time in my life the other day.
Oh.
My very kind students made me one. It's just milk, sugar, and avocado. It was delicious.
Yeah, simple, yet delicious.
Yeah, like so many things in this world.
So just so our... just so our podcast listeners can make this at home, not just learn English, you learn how to prepare smoothies on this podcast. What's in it again?
You have your avocado, you have your milk, and your sugar. Whatever your taste preference might be.
Nice. Might try that out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Lastly, you guys gonna ring your mamas right now?
Of course.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. What's one thing you'd like to say to your mom on this podcast, just in case she's listening?
I'm gonna make her listen to this.
You're gonna make her listen to this? You're gonna make her proud?
Yeah, but she doesn't really know how to use computers very well, so it might take her about 45 minutes to get to the podcast.
Just to download it.
Yeah.
Maybe she can listen to it while she's stuck in traffic. What does your mom do? What's a hobby of your mom?
A hobby?
Yeah.
My mom has some horses out at her house.
Horses?
Yeah. Okay. So she likes to ride horses.
Okay. She can listen to this podcast while riding her horses.
Could be. Plural. I mean, she can ride more than one at a time. She could.
She could stand up on top, you know?
Oh, she could.
Sounds like Chuck Norris there.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
He did that with an airplane, though.
He did. Yeah, of course.
I'm sure your mom can do that though, right?
Yeah. Just to all you real lifers out there, your mom might be great, but let's all admit that she's never going to be as great as Chuck Norris.
Yeah. I wonder what Chuck Norris's mom's like. I wonder what he's going to do for his mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I heard he karate chopped his way out of the womb.
He karate chopped. What's a karate chop?
The karate move?
Yeah.
It's the main karate punch.
It's like a punch, but you have your hand open in a line and you bring it down.
Yeah, it's as if like your hand becomes a blade, as if your hand becomes a sword.
Yeah.
That's a karate chop.
But we all know that Chuck Norris's father is God, so who knows who his mother is.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't think Chuck Norris has a mother. I think if he did have a mother, I think she would probably have a beard.
And a fist that comes out of it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a third fist.
Justin, what you gonna do if you're gonna ring your mom?
Heck yeah.
I'm going to send her a little message right now.
Mom, it was really great to have you out here, and I love you, and I'm looking forward to talking with you. You're the best mom in the world. Thank you.
Hey, my mom's the best mom in the world.
No, my mom's way better than both of your moms put together.
Oh, man.
Let's fight it out.
Hey, let's get some your mama jokes going before this podcast.
Wait, I was going to say something. Can I say something to my mom?
You can say something to your mom, but...
Okay. Then you can do the mama jokes.
Okay.
Mama... Thank you for teaching me a great lesson when I was a child to not look back and laugh at people and to get up early. I think that was a great lesson I learned, and look how far it's taken me. So, love you, and thanks for all my life lessons as a child. Now to the mama jokes. What is a mama joke? Mom, you can turn this off now, okay? Just don't listen to the rest of this podcast.
These are going to be unspecified mama jokes. They're not going to any particular mama in the world.
Okay.
But they could be pointed at any mama.
Because I'm not sure if this is common all around the world, but...
Your sister jokes are good, too.
Your mama jokes is common in America. It definitely comes from American culture.
Oh, for sure.
We all respect our moms in Australia.
Yeah.
But it's to make fun of someone else's mom. It's like the most offensive thing you can say to someone is to make fun of their mom.
So I got two great ones for you right now. Your mom is so fat that when she steps on the scale, it says, to be continued.
Yeah, they're always about calling other people's moms fat, generally, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
what's a scale?
A scale is something that weighs you.
Okay.
Tells you your weight.
So if it says to be continued, it means that the scale doesn't have enough numbers to register the weight of your mom. That's how large and fat she is.
Second one, your mom is so fat that when she walks down the street, children cry and scream, earthquake!
What's an earthquake?
Earthquake is when the ground shakes and sometimes brings buildings down. It can cause tsunamis. So that would mean that your mama is also a health hazard because she's just breaking people's houses, taking down power lines, causing floods.
Okay.
Your mom is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.
Ooh, that was harsh.
That's pretty good.
The grammar in these jokes is not always perfect.
Yeah, it always says, yo mama.
Yo mama so fat.
Yo mama. Y-O mama.
Mama with an A. Mama?
Mama.
Mama. M-U-M-M-A.
I say M-A-M-A.
Okay. Yo mama so fat. Can I do an American accent?
I'll do it a black American accent from the south.
Okay. Yo mama so fat, she got arrested at the airport for 10 pounds of crack.
That's genius.
I didn't get it. Oh, crack. Like her butt crack.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a butt crack?
Oh, man.
It's like the plumber. Typical.
The plumber crack, yeah.
Yeah, the butt crack is that... It's referring to the line of your butt, of
it
your bum.
It divides the two butt cheeks.
But yeah, they're saying... They're confusing it with crack, like crack cocaine, the drug.
Yeah.
She didn't get caught with drugs. She got caught with a big butt.
Yeah. 10 pounds of it.
10 pounds.
Your mama's so fat. She put on her lipstick with a paint roller.
Oh, okay.
Let's just close it out with this one. Your mama's so fat, you have to grease the door frame and hold a Twinkie on the other side just to get her through.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's a knee slap right there.
What do they mean by to grease? What's grease?
Lubricate.
It's to lubricate, yes.
to grease the door frame and hold a Twinkie. What's a Twinkie?
No one knows.
A Twinkie is an American thing. We don't have them in Australia, but I've seen it on movies. It's like a little cake that you guys eat, right?
Yeah, it's a symbol for just shitty food.
Yeah, and fat people, generally. Yeah. Like cops, they always eat donuts and Twinkies.
Okay. So, because they greased the doorframe, it was easier for her to slide through. That's a big mama. It's a big mama's house.
It's a lot of love. That's a lot of mama love, right?
It's a lot of mama love. And all we got is mama love as well. So, we're going to conclude the podcast with your mama so fat jokes. We don't want to offend anyone's mothers out there. We just have a lot of love to give. And we hope that you guys can spend Mother's Day with your moms. If not, at least call your mom and tell her how much she means to you and how special she is and how happy you are that she brought you into this world. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. We had a blast. So today we're going to play you out with a song by... I think this guy's a big fan of his mama. I think he's a bit of a mama's boy, actually.
He was.
He was, unfortunately. He has passed. But my man, Tupac, and the song is Dear Mama. Oh, yeah. See you guys next time on the Real Life English Podcast. You guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah. Take care, guys. Mom, I love you.
Such a mama's boy.
To all of you beautiful, wonderful mothers out there, big hugs.
Yeah. Big hugs all around from Real Life English. And have a happy Mother's Day if you are a mother. And if not, just have a happy day. Catch y'all later.
Oh yeah. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, place no one above your sweet. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet. And dear mama, baby, place no one above you, sweet. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Don't you know we love you, sweet. Dear mama.